To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, how the fuck is Jungkook wrecking me for the millionth time?
The millionth time. Or V-Hope shippers are out here thriving while Taekook shippers are living on crumbs.
Then you're in the right place. Speaking of ships.
Yeah, guys, we're doing another ship episode today. But
yes.
What makes this episode kind of special is that we pre-recorded us drawing the names for this ship. Before mm-hmm. I moved away, before I moved for travel OT.
Yeah.
So it's kind of special. We thought about doing a ship beforehand and we're like, we should just do it together while we can.
Yeah, one last time.
Yeah. So yeah. Before we play the clip of us pulling the members' names, here's just a recap of how ship episodes work if this is your first ship. So we put all of the BTS members' names in a cup. And then we pull a name out of the cup, one of us both, and we ship those two members.
Right.
So for the first half of the episode, we talk about the ship in a romantic light. And then for the mm-hmm. second half, we talk about just the friendship.
Right. But disclaimer, no ships are real. No ships are confirmed. Our purpose for the ship series is that shipping is a part of the fandom, a part of K-pop culture, and it's built in by fan service. So every single possible ship is shipped by someone, and the purpose of this series is really just to explore everything that is out there about this ship. We look into YouTube, we look at Army Amino, we see what we can find on Instagram and Twitter. So if you don't like the romantic discussion of ships, then just go ahead to the second part of this episode. Feel free to fast forward, but first we're going to talk about romantic and then friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the clip of us 2 months ago.
Okay. So we're together right now.
Yeah.
We are recording this. This is December 2018.
December 26th. This is when we did our 50th episode together.
It's our last time to be together, and we just want to draw a ship one last time together.
Yeah. So for the actual episode, we may have already explained it, but for the actual episode, we're going to be apart, but we wanted to just pull the names together, like, one last time.
Yeah.
So I don't even know when this ship episode is going to come out, but we're going to figure out what the ship is.
Yeah. Okay, so...
the excitement.
We have the cup.
Oh my god, this hasn't soaked in, because we just came up with this idea.
Yeah, okay.
You better not draw Taeyong.
I'm going to be so mad. Okay. Soaked gin.
Yes.
It's our first one.
Yes, that's our first
yes.
one.
Yes. Okay, oh my god, oh my god. Okay. Oh, Jungkook.
Okay. There's the cup. Oh my god, Jungkook.
Yes!
That is crazy.
I spoke it into existence.
Yes.
Jungkook. Okay.
Jungkook.
Oh my god, I'm so... I can't believe the young.
I can't believe this is our next episode. This is going to be such a good ship
this
series.
This is going to be so fun.
People are going to flip.
can't wait.
This is a good one because they're such kids.
Yeah. Okay.
But like they're the oldest and the youngest.
Oh my god, I did a fanfic with them.
You did. That was a good one too.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go research.
Yeah. On our own, separately, whenever that takes place.
And we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back, guys. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back 2 months
later. Yeah, it's crazy. I love that we did this, though.
Me too. Listening to that clip just, like really brought me back. It made us, like...
It makes me miss you.
I know. It made me, like, sentimental about, like, the time that we get to spend together. So,
yeah
it made me miss you, too. Okay, but we, of course, today... are talking about Jungkook.
It's so exciting. This research has been really fun, honestly.
Yeah, super fun. We did research together on Saturday, and then we just finished some up a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. And we are so fucking excited to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you are a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast and by also writing a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or really whatever platform you listen on. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you could do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated.
Yes, appreciated so much. So before we talk about Jungkook, let's just talk about our favorite BTS content of the week.
Yeah.
For me, I have to say Jimin's broadcast that was recently just posted to Bangtan TV, but it's actually from April of 2018. And this is just like a video of him. He sat down, and recorded himself like 2 a.m. after they had gotten back in from a concert. And he's just kind of like talking and reflecting and just being really personal and getting like really deep, like, you know, the best conversations that happen in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was so kind as to send me the translations on Twitter when I was at work before I even knew about this video being out. So I got to like read through those before I even watched. But like, even if you didn't know what he was saying, it was still really nice to just like hang out with him for 17 minutes as he looked goddamn incredible just like sitting there. But then he's also just really, you know, sharing his thoughts and feelings. So It was really wonderful. So if you haven't watched it, I encourage you to watch.
I have yet to watch it because I had a crazy busy day at work today. And I haven't even been able to touch like stan Twitter or get on Instagram or do any of that. So I did see a couple pictures of Jimin that I hadn't seen before. And I kind of was like, ooh, did he go live or what, you know, what happened? And so, yeah, it was a Bangtan TV posting, which is so interesting that they posted it now when it happened back in April of 2018.
Yeah, like almost that's what was intriguing to me about it is that it's almost a year later and they put it out like so almost it seems so random, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So my favorite content of the week, and normally for these contents of the week, it's Kayla hounding me to watch something. But this week, I was hounding Kayla to watch something. It was RM's.
I was busy.
that's fair. It was RM's archive VLive that he did. So he was showing us his new studio, his little lounge area, and it was interesting to just see his studio. We had seen pictures of it, at least the outside of it. So that was really cool. And that's what motivated me to go and watch it because I just wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just so blessed that also that Taeyang and Jimin were both in this V Live being such little shits. And
understatement.
It was just such a fun V Live to watch. And my two favorite parts of the whole thing are when Taeyang, he first off comes in and out of this V Live like four times. Like he comes in and out of Namjoon's studio at least four times. And the last one, he keeps saying that he like wants attention or needs attention. But for the very last one, he comes in and he has his like hands up like a little monster and he creeps inside the studio going clingy, clingy, clingy. I'm like, that is just the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Totally. Too cute.
And then my second favorite thing from this VLive is Jimin when he's like on the couch and Taeyang snuggles up next to him and Jimin just like completely smashes Taeyang on this fucking VLive saying that Taeyang has bad breath and to get away. And so Taeyang just kind of rolls off the couch onto the floor and then goes over to this air purifier and puts his mouth in front of it. And he's like waving the air, like he's wafting the air into his mouth saying, purify, purify. And Jimin fucking loses it. Like, he just thinks it's so funny.
What's so funny about that is right before that, Jimin acted like he was so done with Taeyang. Like Taeyang was like trying to touch him and Jimin just looked disgusted. Like,
yeah,
hands
like,
off me, bitch. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was probably because of his stinky breath. But like just the fact that in like 20 seconds, Jimin can be annoyed by Taeyang and then Taeyang can have him in stitches where he was like, he had to go from sitting on the couch to just full on laying down, just laughing while Taeyang is just in the corner, purify, purify.
Yeah, yeah. But they totally crashed. They both crashed RM's VLive. And RM, he ended up coming back with a second VLive not too long after to have one-on-one with ARMY.
Archive part two.
Yeah.
I mean, Archive Part 2 is really good, too, just to hang out with Namjoon. I feel bad that now we're not mentioning them, but, like, you're, like, the first Archive, just how he was unexpectedly crashed by V-min. It was, I mean, it was so fun to watch.
You could tell that he loved it, though.
Yeah, he loved it.
Because RM, he kind of gets awkward with his V-lives, even when he does the album reviews and he goes and deep dives into all the albums and songs that they had written, he gets kind of weird about it. And so I think having both Jimin and Taeyang was kind of refreshing to him and made him feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think especially like when he's doing his album reviews, he has like an agenda. He clearly has a document that he's like reading off of, like things that he wants to say. So he never has to like sit in it. But like at the beginning of a V Live, when he's waiting for like people to watch to start talking, like this is when you'll see the most awkward Namjoon of all time. So when he's doing something like showing off his studio, where he doesn't really have like specific things that he's necessarily going to say about everything, I think it was nice for V-Min to like be there and kind of break the ice.
Do you
want to
start off?
So that was our favorite content of the week. And now we're just going to get right in to Jungkook, also called Cook Jin.
I've never really heard Cook Jin before, but people do call it Cook Jin.
It's out there.
I'm sure there's another ship name that we didn't come across.
Right. Okay, so
those are the two mains.
Right. So we're just going to share like our overall first impressions of this ship before we did any research. So, I mean, really, the thing that everybody knows, we know that Jin is the young and Jungkook is the Maknae. So we're gonna see the dynamic of that difference in age going on.
Because it is a big part of the ship. That's our first impression. But even as we've gone into research, it is a reoccurring theme that this age difference is a big thing between them.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely like informs their relationship a lot. The effect that their difference in age has. So this ship doesn't really have any nicknames either. They have Maknae and Fake Maknae. And then from BTS, in some random clip we found, they called them Dumb and Dumber.
It was like Big Hit staff. It was their producers for like Run or something. Yeah, they called them Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, that's, we were like, well, maybe we can put that down as a nickname. Yeah, but
not,
like,
not too many nicknames, but Maknae and Fake Maknae, I've heard that before because Jin really is a fake Maknae. He wants to be so badly.
He is young at heart.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it. Okay, so we are going to start off with the romantic ship. And what I have to say about Jungkook is that there is definitely a lot of romantic ship content. And there's,
It's out there.
It's definitely out there. and more so than I thought when we first started. I was like, ooh, I don't know how much romantic ship content there is, but people, I would say more so than Namsok.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've definitely had other previous ships, like Namsok was our last one, where it was really, really hard to find any sort of like fathomable or like plausible like romantic content out there where we could see that, there might be something to this, or instead of like, this looks like completely fake, like this is not anything. But no, it was a lot easier to find stuff about them.
So
we have a ton.
So the first moment that we're going to talk about for the romantic ship is one that it kept coming up a fair amount. And I think we both kind of have mixed feelings on this, but for some reason it kept coming up. So we're like, okay, we have to talk about it. So this is when they won the award in 2017 and I believe again in 2018 at Billboard for top social artists. But the one that I think is the bigger one is 2017. And this is just all of the members are huddling together to just congratulate one another and celebrate that they had just won top social artist. But you can see that Jin is right next to Hobie and J-Hope has his arm around Jin. And Jungkook comes up from behind and he really does push Hobie's hand away. He's like, you know, get off, whatever. But what we kind of gather from it is more so that Hobie and, you know, Jin are next to each other and they're huddling together because they're celebrating. And Jungkook is trying to get to be a part of it. Like, he's joining the huddle. But this came up like at least four times.
Right. People were saying that it was like Jungkook jealousy and that he was like, hands off my man.
Get away.
Right. But it really, I mean, we've seen like a few different angles from it, and it really, in one of them, it almost looks like Hobie is already moving his hand away when Jungkook is putting his hand down. And even if Jungkook did put his hand away, like push Hobie's hand away, it really does look like to me that he's like just trying to get in on the huddle.
Yeah.
Like,
But
I don't know.
For you romantic Jungkook shippers, like, this I know is a moment that you guys think about. And like, yeah, you, I mean, it's a ship. Anything is free game here.
Right. I mean, it came up a lot. So that is definitely a Jungkook romantic ship moment. Something else that we picked up on just earlier that we didn't even, we weren't even talking about originally, but massaging each other's shoulders is something that Jungkook does a lot. And in an interview, Jin said that he is his happiest when Jungkook rubs his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he even said, Jungkook isn't around right now, so I can't be happy, which is like, I mean, that's like the sweetest, cutest shit I've ever heard in my life, right?
Yeah.
And then like we just saw this little mini compilation of Jungkook like reaching over and massaging Jin's neck, or you know, or Jin doing it to him.
During,
and
like run episodes. There's also during like behind the scenes for the mic drop music video, you see Jin massaging Jungkook's shoulder like rather intensely, and Jungkook looks just so content. Like he is taking it in.
Oh, yeah, they're into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think of, like, shoulder rubbing as, like, a sensual thing.
It's very
sensual. Yeah, so.
You know what I think I of? Mean, this is so stupid and random. did you ever play The Sims? One of the, like, one of the, like, romantic options to do is, like, give each other massages.
it's proof. It's set. This is this is a romantic moment because.
But it is a very sensual thing to do.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is for sure.
Yeah. Another kind of sensual thing. It's not kind of it. It is very sensual. Is Jin and Jungkook? They a lot of times try to touch each other's nipples.
Oh yeah,
it's constant. And there's the video that really got me. I don't know where it's from, but Jungkook has his arm around Jin and he's like looking the opposite direction. Like he's looking off in the distance, like the opposite way of Jin, and his hand just like snakes up his chest and perfectly pinches and finds his nipple. Like he knows where Jin's nipple is. But that's just like how often they must do it to each other.
Oh, yeah. I love that because to me, this is such a romantic thing because I do this to my husband all the time, all the time. Like, I'm like, squeeze your nipples. Like, come here. I don't know. Like, it's just kind of like one of those.
I twist Corey's nipples and he fucking hates it.
It's just one of those like kind of teasing things that you do, but it's not something that you can do to everyone.
Okay.
You know,
and this is like my justification for it is like, I don't feel that bros really are twisting each other's nipples or like pinching them all that often, but maybe they are. I don't know.
I don't know.
It can be
maybe
kind of
BTS
a thing.
BTS does.
Isn't that like a purple some nurple bros. Or something?
Yeah. But when I think about that, I just think of like 2000s frat dudes with like backwards and upside down visors on.
Oof,
like,
and
I know, right? And I feel like now guys doing that is way less than it was like back, you know. So I don't know. It could just be a guy thing, but it also, it's definitely something that we do with our significant others.
Yeah.
Okay, so a moment that I want to talk about is when Jin graduated with his master's degree, and this has like this amazing Taejin, Jungkook, Taekook moment going on, like this little triangle. So Jin is standing there in the middle in like his full master's like graduation attire,
cap and gown, all of it,
right? And
his
looking
hood.
Amazing, educated.
Fuck,
God, his
while
hood,
being a
fuck.
K-pop star, goddamn.
So They're all kind of standing around him, like milling about, and Taeyang uses his thumb to get something off of Jin's lip and like really wipes it away. Mm-hmm. And then Taeyang proceeds to lick his thumb, mm-hmm. like whatever he just wiped off of Jin's mouth. He licks it and eats it. He
puts it in his mouth.
Puts it in his own mouth. Like,
whatever is on the edge of Jin's mouth cannot be something you really want to put in your mouth.
I know. Even if it's like frosting from a cake they just had.
Yeah.
Like, I still. So Taeyang is being like loud as fuck, like doing this. Mm-hmm. And we get like this dynamic of Jungkook being jealous, like looking at like Taeyang or looking at Jin, however you want to argue it, whether it's Jungkook or Taecook. But yeah, that happens.
You see, you do see Jungkook off to the side and he is eyeing like up and down
mm-hmm.
Taeyang's arm, like what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
It could be just like WTF, or it could be like he's jealous because of Jin or because of Taeyang. It could be, it's debatable.
Anyway,
the biggest part of this thing though that makes me think that it's Jungkook is after that, Jungkook then proceeds to say that he wants to go on a trip with Jin, just him, mm-hmm. just him and
just Jin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he like points between him and Jin like twice. It's really cute. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the end of that, it totally seems like a Jungkook moment, mm-hmm. but Taeyang just came out of nowhere, just had to bust into this episode with that one.
Of course.
God.
So I'm not just going say to it. Say the acronym. Should I say the just acronym? Say okay.
You can bleep it out.
Let's bleep it out. So, oh my gosh. So for this next moment, this is from the Idol Star Athletic Championships, which is the acronym we've been calling it ISAC.
because we're laughing because we're 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this particular Idol Star Athletic Championships was from 2016. And what happens between Jungkook here is Jungkook is sitting, I mean, he's just sitting on Jin's lap. And what makes this so sweet and romantic is Jin has his arms wrapped around Cookie's waist and he's like tightly squeezing him in, like he's holding him. Mm-hmm. And JK just looks so happy and so content, like baby boy to the max. He just couldn't look any happier or sweeter. And I definitely see it as a romantic moment because it mm-hmm. looks coupley. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that he's like sitting into him and like, I mean, Jin is like cradling him almost, yeah. like the way that his arms are wrapped around his waist. So, I mean, I definitely see that as like a romantic, very like cute and sweet moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another just addition to this Idol Star Athletic Championships or ISAC is Jungkook during like the relay race where they're running around the track and they're like, are they passing a baton? Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're doing a relay race.
Yeah. So Hobi passes the baton to Jungkook and like right when Jungkook is like coming around the bend and he's running super fast, we see Jin cheering him on with like, he's just jumping up and down with his Bangtan bombs in his hands. He's mm-hmm. just cheering him on and it's very, very cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. I just love how like he gets like so excited. Like he's all the other members are like watching if they're not in the race, but Jin is like jumping up and down, like screaming and just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to talk about something that we've actually referenced before, I want to talk about the BTS Chuseok greeting V-Live that they did on June 28th of 2018. And the reason why we've talked about this before is because it came up in our Min June episode. Mm-hmm. In that episode, we talked about this Taekook, Jungkook, Min June, Yoonmin, like jealousy situation going on.
Like there everyone. Was definitely... There's something going on in this fucking
There is everybody besides Hobi, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this greeting, Jungkook is sitting on the floor in between Jin's legs and he kind of like leans back to rest on him. And Jin then puts his arms down and around Jungkook's collarbone with one arm. And with the other arm, he starts running his hand and his fingers through Jungkook's hair. So he's like holding him and like, you know, like kind of petting him. Like it's such a soothing thing when people like do that to you. Like somebody really cares about you if they're going to play with your hair. You know what I'm talking about? But this like whole dynamic going on is kind of intense because
it's very boyfriend.
It's very boyfriend. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is very boyfriend. And then Taeyong is right there looking pissed off right next to Yoongi, who looks pissed off. Mm-hmm. They're like sulking in the back corner while Namjoon is in the front holding the camera and Jimin is like right up behind him looking like wrapping himself around him looking so cute and happy. Mm-hmm. And like, so there's like all this different like shit going
but
on.
But really, in this video, Taegi, those two, not happy.
No, they are like upset. They're either like really tired or like upset about something. Mm-hmm. But like Jungkook is seriously just so, so cute. Mm-hmm. And it's another one of those things that's kind of like the ISAC, like sitting on the ground, like sitting. Yeah. Sitting between his legs, it's like that
very kind similar, of like, yeah.
Very similar and type thing.
What really sells me on this like cute cuddle sesh that they kind of do where Jin's behind Jungkook is like Jungkook looks so happy and at ease when he's right there next to Jin, which might be getting into friendship too, but really like Jungkook just looks at ease when he's with Jin. Like he never seems uncomfortable or awkward, really. He seems just so comfortable and at ease. I don't know how else to say it, but
yeah.
Which we know that Jungkook has the tendency to get pretty awkward and just not know what to do in certain like social situations. He's kind of like, but with Jin, he seems, just like in his place. Yeah.
Right. Literally in his place right between Jin's legs.
Mm-hmm, right there. All right, sorry. So next one is from the Fourth Muster. And this is where they're on stage. They're all in these like gray suits and they're kind of tight. All of their pants seem a little tighter than normal. Yeah. A blessing. So they're sitting in these kind of like bar stools. They're white colored, but they're pretty much just stools up on this stage. And they're all sitting there, but Jungkook, he's standing up and he's answering a question or he's talking to Hobi or something. And Jin, for whatever reason, decides to get up and he comes up behind Jungkook and he starts just vigorously rubbing his butt. And it's for a prolonged period of time. And he's not just rubbing it. He's kind of grabbing at it. Like he's kind of groping him on stage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's like full. I mean, five fingers spread.
Yeah.
Like,
like getting in the crack, maybe a little bit there. But
so. Yeah. And the outer cheek, like the whole thing.
Yeah. In his massive hand. So the MC of this show, this is what gets me, is that the MC of this show has to go up to Jin and pull him away. He removes him from Jungkook. And
this is some shit.
This is like, he's overwhelmed. The MC is like, this is inappropriate. This is a little too much, like maybe for the show, whatever.
Yeah, something, right?
And to me, I'm like, wow, that's intense. Like Jin was touching Jungkook in such a way that the MC had to separate them.
Yeah.
And that's like what's great about that is it's like total third party. Like it wasn't Namjoon or Hobie or someone pulling him away. It was the fucking MC who looked embarrassed when he did
it. Yeah, he was
bashful.
He was like, dude. Yeah, and then what's interesting also is after he pulls away, Jungkook, like, turns around, and he looks really surprised about, like, how much Jin had been, like, rubbing his butt. And, like, I don't think Jungkook even expected that.
Because it's obscene.
It's... He didn't know that Jin was going to do that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is obscene. So, I mean, yeah, that is
the last
sure
time I think I used the word obscene was describing Jungkook's crotch.
Taehyung's crotch.
No, it was Jungkook's crotch in the yellow suit for Idol.
Oh,
obscene.
That is obscene. They didn't, you know, they didn't have to do that. Like, they didn't have to put him in that outfit,
no,
but they did.
They did.
Ugh, okay.
Just,
so,
yeah. Thinking about that now.
Yeah, me too.
I literally looked off to the side and started daydreaming about it.
I started looking at my wall.
I looked at my wall too. Okay.
Whoa. Oh, right. Okay. Well, all right. So the next thing that I want to talk about is Jungkook staring. This is like a theme for them because they stare at each other quite often. Numerous occasions, Bangtan Bob's run episodes, like behind the scenes for a music video, jacket film shootings. Literally, you can find this in any video that they both appear in the same shot. Mm-hmm. Like one will stare at the other, and if they happen to meet each other's gaze, they usually crack up.
Yeah.
Like they just start laughing.
It ends in laughter always.
It always ends in laughter. Sometimes it'll start with like a sexy stare that they'll hold for a minute. Pretty rare for that to continue super long because they always crack up.
Mm-hmm.
But what this shows is that they're just super attuned to each other and they can't take each other seriously, but they're also like on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And I just love this moment as like a romantic, or like this idea as like a romantic thing, because I think we've talked about before in a ship episode that like when you laugh or when something makes you laugh, the person that you look at psychologically is supposed to be like the person you feel closest to,
yeah,
right? Or like that you connect with. And they do this constantly.
Yeah.
And that's not to say like Jungkook doesn't do that with anyone else or Jin doesn't do that with anyone else, but like when they are just seeking one person, always seeking the other person out to meet gaze with them just so they can crack up, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's something to that.
I cannot emphasize the level of comfort with each other. They are so comfortable with each other,
super comfortable,
no boundaries, everything can be taken just so lighthearted with each other.
Yeah.
And it's
so true.
And like you said, this staring between each other, it could be friendship, it could be romantic. Either way, it just really goes to show the level of comfort that they have. Either way.
Yeah.
Okay. So for the last romantic moment that we have, that we've collected, which honestly, I kind of thought, wow, we don't have that many romantic moments, but this is, as we've done this episode, I'm like, wow, maybe I ship them romantically. I don't know.
I know, right? Right.
I think I believe it a little bit more than I did when we were doing research, but...
Yeah, I think what's interesting is, like, while we're doing research, everything still kind of seems disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And once we actually sit down and record and talk through it and, like...
And they're dynamic and really break down these moments. We're like, okay,
And hear all of these moments back to back. It's like, all right, I could see it.
Yeah. So... Bon Voyage 2. I always have to talk about the Bon Voyage 2 moments because I just love...
It's your fave.
I love BB2. So this is... shut up. You're so mean.
I just love that you like decided now, like you have to shorten
it. Abbreviate it.
Just one time. I just love BB2.
I want to edit that out now. Anyways.
Sorry.
So in Bon Voyage 2, they are walking down the street together and their arms are locked. They're interlocked with each other, and they're both in these cute straw hats, and they look super dorky together, and they're being dorky together. Mm-hmm. But as they're walking, I don't know who says it, but one of them says, "Bride and groom enter," like we're entering as the bride and groom. And obnoxiously together, they start singing ba 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 ba. You know, the tune of the wedding march song. But that's just something you have to throw in because they were in Hawaii together, walking down the streets with their straw hats and their Hawaiian shirts, looking super dorky and cute. And they kind of just felt like a bride and a groom together.
On their honeymoon.
On their honeymoon in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a dream.
Really?
You were there.
I was.
Was it amazing?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I mean, obviously a perfect way to wrap up talking about them romantically because clearly they see it too, right? Mm-hmm. They were just.
They saw it.
Okay. So we're going to start talking about friendship. So if you've been skipping, you can stop skipping and listen to this part now as we get into Jungkook's wonderful, amazing friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, this has to be one of my favorite friendships. I will truthfully say this is one of my favorite friendships out of all of the ships because it's just this whole Maknae Young relationship going on, but they act like there isn't, you know, a single year in age difference between them, that they were both born in the same year. It's just, they act like BFFs. So, again, just so comfortable. So one of my favorite moments that when I saw this and I had seen it before, but just focusing on Jungkook and their dynamics and their friendship, I was like, wow, I just love this. So this is from Bon Voyage 3, so when they're in Malta, and they all went and got, like, Domino's pizza and all sorts of stuff, but they got Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and they're all sitting together at this table, this high-top table, and Jungkook and Jin are sitting next to each other, and Jungkook wants a bite or a taste of Jin's food, or Jin's ice cream, so Jin is not just going to easily hand over his ice cream. He's like, nope, you got to work for it, which is a reoccurring theme between the two, just making each other work for food because they both love food. So Jin tells Jungkook, I'll give you a bite if you moo like cow, like moo, you know? And so Jungkook does not hesitate. He is not embarrassed at all. He's like, okay. He's like, moo, whatever. And Jin is like, no, not good enough. Not good enough. And he's like, you need to lower it, bring down the tone, like, you know, bring down your tone. And so he's like, okay. So Jungkook does it again. And he's like, moo. He makes him moo fucking twice. And then he gives him the ice cream. And to me, I'm like, wow, that is
one bite.
Yeah, one bite. What a friendship. That he makes him fucking moo for ice cream. He makes him humiliate himself, which is kind of kinky, but.
Oh, move that to romantic moment. I mean, can you imagine if we were hanging out and you were like, God, I really want some ice cream. And I was like, moo, bitch. I can't. I mean, just again, another example of how close they are. Like there's no boundaries and they, as we get in more into the friendship, we'll really see how their kind of sense of humor plays off of each other and how this motivation, I think it's interesting that you say that like they both love food. So they make each other work for it because they motivate each other in other ways too. As we see in the Bangtan Bomb workout buddies, where we see Jungkook and Jin working out together. And this is just like an amazing moment to me because it starts off with Jungkook. Everybody knows this video. Like everybody knows the clip of him standing there in that black shirt with like the magenta kind of stripes across it. And it like zooms in on his face and he looks like real awkward. It's like
he's captioned, got like so much forehead showing.
So much forehead. And it's like you could literally caption it anything and it works. So like in this video, Jungkook was doing like different like tricep dips and like push-ups, and he got tired and he like sat down. Mm-hmm. And Jin was like, no, no, you're not done, and pulled him down onto the floor, and they continue to do push-ups together as their muscles just like ripple.
Gosh.
And Jin just keeps going, and Jungkook gets tired and he like wants to stop, and then Jin encourages him to keep going, and he's also is like feeling on Jungkook's muscles at this time when he's like, come on, keep going. Mm-hmm. And like pulling on his arm. So Jungkook gets down on the floor again, and he does those modified push-ups where you put your knees on the ground. Mm-hmm. But he moves his hands closer together, like in a triangle pattern, to like, I don't know, like challenge himself or train his muscles in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so he continues to do those, and Jin keeps doing push-ups with his broad shoulders, and he's also wearing like this amazing scoop neck white shirt.
And it's so, so like, thin, like kind of see-through.
God, yes, bitch.
And he's wearing jeans like, that are ripped with chains on them. What the fuck?
I know. And like the shirt is such a tease. Like you can almost see his chest, mm-hmm. you know? And so like then,
imagine being in front of him. Like, I'm just like, God. I just want to sit in front of him while he does these push-ups and just like peer through the shirt and just look at his chest. Bear.
We get like a better shot of his chest because they stand up and then they start doing squats, and they do like deep box squats. And again, Jin really grabs my attention. Like Jungkook and his forehead, and like weirdly his nose is so sexy to me. In this but like aww. In this, but like he looks amazing. Mm-hmm. But like Jin really with this shirt and like this scoop neck. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this video way too long, but it's
okay.
it's
great.
It's so much to absorb. Mm-hmm. That they're like working out together and they look amazing, and it's just great to watch. But what I want you guys to take away from it is that they are encouraging to each other, working together to like be healthy people. Yeah. And like, I mean,
well,
just
who
doing
do you, like,
what,
yeah. Like who do you go and work out with? Like you try to find a workout buddy. It's like your best friend. It's right. someone you're close right. enough to like show your weaknesses too. Cause when you work yes. out, like, you know, maybe you're not the best runner or the best lifter or whatever, but you're like, you want to go with someone who like can accept you for that and like want to push you harder and make you better and vice versa. So
right.
that's
so they're doing that
totally what Jungkook are. And the thing is that Jungkook, we read up on this a little bit, but Jungkook actually got into working out because of Jin. He admired Jin for his physical fitness and his body build and how he took care of himself. And like now Jungkook is known as this muscle pig, but really he got into it because of Jin.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, cool. We never knew that. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So another thing for friendship that we had to talk about is their handshake. And so this handshake is one like no other I've ever seen before. I love it so, so much. So it starts off like a normal handshake. Like they slap hands, you know, like right across from each other. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then right after that, they like butt heads with each other, like straight on head butt each other. And then after that, they slap each other's necks, like, and then they go into like punching each other's biceps. And then they kind of like hook their legs and then just kick each other in the butt. And every now and then there's this optional just chest bump at the end if they're feeling up for it.
Right.
But to basically collect this quote on handshake into one is they beat each other up from head to toe. Like they just hit each other over and over. Like they start with their hands, then their heads, then their necks, then their biceps, and then they're like kicking each other's butts. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, totally, like, to me, this is such a brotherly thing. Mm-hmm. Like the way that like they hit and tease each other is like siblings do.
Mm-hmm.
Which really nicely leads into us talking about just overall like their top bickering and banter moments, because this is a huge
Jungkook
thing.
The icon of
don't say it.
Should I bleep out icon?
Yeah.
This is just like when people think of Jen Cook, this is what they think of, this bickering, bantering, playful hitting, punching relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which really makes their relationship so unique and so different than any other member in BTS.
No other ships do this. They don't.
Nobody
do this.
Else does this. No. Yeah. Like they play fight all the time. So anyways, let's just talk about some of those moments when they bicker and banter. So the first one that I want to talk about is the summer package in Dubai. And this is like a behind the scenes. They had just finished shooting and Jin and Jungkook were running around in the dunes like little children, just like still not out of energy somehow. Mm-hmm. And they're just chasing each other. And Jin has the upper hill, like the higher, Jin has the higher ground, mm-hmm. and he's like holding on to Jungkook's shirt. And when he does this to get away, Jungkook fucking throws sand up in Jin's face.
Yeah.
And is like, bitch, like trying to get Jin off of him. And he ends up rolling away.
It's so disrespectful, really. Because
the disrespect.
Like, this is just a continuing theme of just how disrespectful Jungkook is to Jin, but you can tell he does it just to get Jin all riled up. Like, he loves it.
Yeah.
But okay, seriously, sand in the face, not cool. That has to not hurt fun. In the eyes. Like, wow.
And it's hot out there. Like, it's hot sand.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah.
But definitely one of my favorite bickering moments, which also, if you guys ever look at the summer package in Dubai, if you ever see Jin and Jungkook next to each other, damn, they look so fine. They look so fine.
Yeah.
So another moment that kept coming up in like compilation videos that we were watching on like YouTube and just looking on Instagram and Twitter is from the 2018 season greetings photo shoot. And so this is the photo shoot where Jin is like wearing a beret and they're kind of dressed in these like kind of French, like very cutesy kind of outfits. Mm-hmm. And they're in this field with these windmills behind them. And Jin is just complaining about how hot it is. Like, it's too hot for this. He doesn't want to do this. And while he's complaining, he's kind of just lounging on Jungkook, like, it's too hot, you know. And Jungkook is not having it. And he's like, get off of me. And he's just pushing him away. And it's a really cute moment between the two of them that just, I think, is pretty popular upon Jungkook shippers.
Yeah, definitely another one of those kind of like funny teasing, like being annoying to each other moments.
Yeah. Like Jungkook tries to punch him in the throat, I'm pretty sure.
Keep your hands to yourself. Okay. So another moment that I want to talk about is during the BTS countdown for Love Yourself Her era. And in this video, Jin did something that resulted in him having a punishment. And so for the punishment, Jin thinks that he's going to have to get his butt slapped by Namjoon. So Jin bends over and he waits patiently. And Yoongi even holds up Jin's shirt to reveal his entire booty.
Mm-hmm. Decrease the padding
right.
of the butt.
No shirt, just full butt action.
Yeah.
So while Yoongi is doing this and Jin is just bent over and not facing anyone, Jungkook like motions to Namjoon like to move, like he's gonna do it. Mm-hmm. So he preps by rubbing Jin's ass like with his hands, just like rubbing, and Jin like he starts to like think something's up, like he like jolts up and like looks back like, what are you doing?
Like, stop rubbing my ass.
Yeah. Of course Jin gets mad because the rubbing, it just lasts way too long.
Yeah, he's like, okay, first 5 seconds, all right, whatever, this is a joke, but if you're exceeding that, stop it.
Stop it. This is like such a Jin thing too. Mm-hmm. All the time we have seen so many little clips of Jungkook doing something annoying to Jen or just obnoxious to Jen. Mm-hmm. And Jen will tolerate it up to a point. And then he fucking snaps.
Yeah, he snaps hard.
He like lashes out. Like if Jungkook is tapping him, he'll do it for 2 minutes and then Jin will just slap him out of nowhere. Like, I mean, it's just like it's a playful thing though.
Yeah.
So when the time comes to actually slap Jin's ass, Jungkook finds it so funny when he does it. And Jin, of course, has no idea that Jungkook is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he slaps super hard. I think everybody has seen this clip. it's like played and replayed and edited into videos and made into like different sounds and anyways. So
Jin's face when it happens. Like, there's no way to describe it, but like that had to have been so painful.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Also he's just trying to still like be joking about it and playful.
Yeah,
but it's like
he's
you can tell he's in
cool.
fucking pain.
His soul left his body with the upward force. Like his soul went up and out of his body too.
You can just tell he's in shock too. Like I don't think he was expecting that because he's like, really, Namjoon? Just slap me that
hard. Yeah, he's expecting Namjoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So another thing that is just kind of a friendship, cute, teasing, bickering, bantering moment for them is we don't know specifically where this is from, but we think it's kind of like fake love era, but they were backstage somewhere and they're in their performance outfits and Jungkook, he's like sleeping on the couch there. Mm-hmm. And Jin is just blowing into his ear and messing with him, just trying to disturb him. And once Jungkook wakes up, Jin quickly acts like he's like asleep. Like he's not a part of this. He's like, nope, I didn't do that. What are you talking about? Which this is kind of a reoccurring theme too. Like we see this often where Jungkook is like, I think when they were in Malta or when they were in Saipan or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Jungkook was like walking ahead and Jin throws a rock at him and then points like, oh no, it was the cameraman, you know, it wasn't me, what are you talking about? But one of my favorite ones of like moments that are similar to this is during the summer package of 2018 when this is like Jungkook has that bright magenta hair, like bright magenta. And he's asleep on the ground and Jin comes over and lays next to him and he takes his tie and he starts like dipping his tie into Jungkook's mouth.
Bro.
And then Jin turns to Taeyang and he says, Taeyang, you want to go fishing? Like they're fishing for Jungkook and it's really cute. God. And he's just messing with him.
He just like plays these little pranks like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he loves to blame others.
Yeah.
Like guarantee that's why he's getting Taeyang in on it. So when Jungkook wakes up,
he's like, oh, Taeyang did it.
He can be like, Taeyang, why were you doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Another moment that really is just so great. That came up quite often, and Kayla, you and I could not stop laughing every time this clip came up in any sort of like compilation video we were watching. It's in Bon Voyage 1. It's during Bon Voyage 1 where they're in that like camper, that camper van, and they're sitting in one of those booths at the table, and they're sitting right next to each other. And this is such brotherly / sibling behavior. Because I did this with my sisters all the freaking time. And so what they do is like one of them hits the other. And so then the other hits back. But it's like you don't want to be the last. You want to be the last one to hit the other person.
Right.
So you just fucking start slapping each other like over and over. Like because you just have to be the fucking last one. And like this is literally what Jungkook are doing. They're just slapping over and over and over just to be that last one.
Yep.
But it's like, it's not even part of the main footage. It's like this like hidden camera of
off
this
to
camper.
The side.
And it's just them slapping each other.
Like this one, this is how they're staying entertained. And two, this perpetual bickering. Like, again, keep your fucking hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will turn this van around. Mm-hmm. I mean, they like could not. They're like every single like parent's nightmare children in the third row of the minivan. Like you can't reach them because they're so far back,
yeah.
And they won't stop. It's just like they're don't just look at each other, don't touch each other.
Arguing over the stupidest shit.
Literally, like you're looking out my window, so I'm gonna hit you. Yeah. Like that's the shit.
Yeah.
Oh God, that clip is just truly hilarious.
It's really funny. The funny thing too is that they're like there's such a big age gap between them and they mm-hmm. still act like this. Like Jin really is the fake Maknae.
Yes. Something that I love is this old V Live that Jin did. And during the live, he called Jungkook because he knew that he was watching and he put him on speakerphone and he told him to say something to ARMYs. And Jungkook, who had recently gone live on his own, said, "ARMY, my broadcast was way better than Jin Young's, right?" And immediately, like, it is hilarious how quickly Jin says, "Okay, thanks for calling," and then hung up.
Yeah. And I think what's funny, I think Jungkook is actually the one who called Jin, and Jungkook mm-hmm. was like, apparently was watching the V Live and he was commenting like on the V Live
and he
called and he's like, "Why haven't you responded to my comments?" And Jin's like, "How the fuck am I supposed to know that those were your comments?
Yours.
Like there's fucking millions of comments right now. Get out of here."
Yeah.
And then he has the balls to say that shit. Jin's like, "Bye."
You know,
the disrespect.
Not to like sidebar us again, but have you seen that clip from Peppa Pig?
No, probably not. Okay.
Well, this girl, this little pig, like can't whistle. And she calls her friend, like this sheep, to ask her if she can whistle. And she doesn't know what a whistle is. So Peppa explains it to her. And mm-hmm. then the sheep is like, "Oh, like this." And then just whistles like for the first time Ugh. Ever after hearing like barely a description through the phone. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts back to Peppa Pig. And she just with a blank face just hangs up.
So pissed off.
Click. This is like a children's show, but it's hilarious. So
no,
anyways,
I know
sorry.
About Peppa Pig. I've seen a couple yeah. episodes because of kids I babysat. But I haven't yeah. seen that. That's great.
No, hilarious. Okay, so yeah, that was that V Live.
Also, there's been a couple run episodes recently where Jungkook has been pretty active on them. Mm-hmm. So there's run episode 57 and 58, which is when they all make Italian food, and Jungkook, they're on the same team. And because they're on the same team, we get so many incredible moments of these two. But one of my favorites that also might be a little bit romantic and kind of kinky, if you're into it, Jin plays Jimin in rock, paper, scissors, and Jin wins. And so he runs over to Jungkook, and Jungkook, being the, you know, very strong Maknae he is, picks up Jin in his arms, and Jin like wraps his legs around Jungkook, and they are like squealing. They are so excited that they just, you know, that they just won rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
But the thing about this position is that like Jungkook is standing, Jin has his legs wrapped around Jungkook's hips and waist. Mm-hmm. And Jungkook goes to the point where he bounces Jin like up and down.
This is just so sexual. Like it did not need to show. It did not need to make the cut for this one episode. Like it really makes pictures in
it
your
shows
mind.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't leave much to the imagination.
No. No, it doesn't.
So anyways, another run episode that we really enjoyed a couple Jungkook moments from is from run episode 34. And this is that episode after the one where they like jumped and like they jumped in the air and they had to get a picture taken and they had to do like some sort of pose. Mm-hmm. So this is the one after that. And they're playing this game called the Find the Hidden Picture game. And they have these big boards, like, I don't know, like just these cardboard boards or some shit.
Yeah.
With these pictures, and they have to like guess what's missing. It's just like two pictures, two similar pictures, but there's like a couple things different about
different.
It.
Right.
So right from the start, like they're all sitting in these school desks, and Jin is on the far left and Jungkook is just to the right of him. And not even 1 minute into this game, Jin tries to cheat, and this becomes a thing with Jin. He's just like, he's like determined, or just he's decided that he will cheat for this game. So later on, Jin, since Jungkook is right next to him, like looks over at Jungkook's board, like he just peeks over, and Jungkook catches him and he gets so mad. Like Jungkook is like, no, he takes his like big ass board and just like slaps repeatedly over and over. He just hits Jin
aggressively.
With it. Oh no, he's pissed. Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, don't cheat. And Jin, what is too funny is like, you know how he just has these like really like not so sly cover-ups? Jin, he retaliates by saying, you said I could look, which Jungkook never fucking said that. But it's
liar.
It's just too cute and funny. And just this playful banter that they have.
Again, I mean, like, I don't think that Jungkook would do that to many other members.
Mm-mm.
Maybe to Jimin and Taeyong, maybe because like all three of them are so close. But like to do that to the eldest member as the youngest member, I think really shows how close
he
and comfortable they are.
Do that shit to Namjoon.
Fuck no.
No way.
No fucking way.
Mm-mm.
No way.
That's why I just love how different all of these dynamics are. Yeah. With the ship episodes. They're all so different.
I mean, we've done Jungkook. He would not do that shit to Yoongi. That is not the relationship that they have. Yoongi is like his fucking dad and possibly lover. And so like, I mean like.
Yes.
So it just is not, it just doesn't work. But with Jungkook, that type of like super playful, but also like fighting and bickering and banter like relationship just works for them. One of the last ones I want to talk about is this prank that we saw. So instead of Jin pranking Jungkook, this time Jungkook had a little bit of retaliation. This happened in Burn the Stage, and it's when Jungkook made himself ramen. He ate it and then was like, I want more ramen. And they're like, really? And he's like, yep. So Jin was like, well, if you're making more, make me some. So Jungkook is like, fine. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So in the ramen for Jin, Jungkook puts one of those chocolate balls, like the home run balls, the ones that are like puff pastry filled with chocolate. He puts one of those delicious, amazing,
but not good in ramen, probably.
No, he puts one inside of Jin's like spicy noodle ramen, and Jin thinks that it's a mushroom and picks it up and puts them in his mouth. And like, I mean, I guess I could understand why he would think that, but he was like, I was thinking it's so weird that this ramen has mushrooms. But then, like, he ate it, and he got super pissed. He was like, this is a chocolate ball.
Yeah.
Like, and Jungkook is just sitting on the other side of the room with this, like, shit-eating grin on his face. Like,
he
just
looks so pleased.
He is so pleased. He was like, prank successful.
Yeah.
Like, it was too funny.
Anything to make Jin Young mad.
Anything. But just because we're talking about, like, Burn the Stage, I want to talk about, like, the Love Yourself tour real quick. We're not talking about any, like, specific moments, but like Jungkook has been really big. Like they've had a lot of like fan servicey moments on stage and really cute, again, playful or bantery moments on stage, or like moments where their silliness really vibes together, like during So What or other like more pump up like the medley songs. So that also kind of inspired us or got us really excited to talk about Jungkook, because we're like, they have been so active lately.
Yeah. And
so,
I feel that they've been active, and that even from like 2013, they have been nonstop. This is a ship that has been it's never had a moment where you're like searching through crumbs.
Yeah. You know, like we were literally just talking about earlier, like different ships that we feel like have been kind of dead lately. And this is something that like we found or realized early on in the research for Jin Cook was that they have always been like a really prevalent friendship from debut to now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So lastly, just to kind of bring together this whole friendship part of Jin Cook, which we know they are just, there's no denying that these two have a very close friendship and a very unique friendship at that, because they interact in a way that is different from the other ships that we see. Their humor, the way that they joke around with each other is just so different, but they really vibe off each other so well. But lastly, what we kind of just have found as a common theme that a lot of people know, even if you don't ship Jin Cook, is that these two like to like box each other. At least Jin is constantly all wanting to box Jungkook. And Jungkook will just like sometimes just stand there and be like, dude, what the hell? And Jungkook's and like, and Jin is just like, let's go, let's go, let's go. You know, he's like trying to box him and Jungkook is like not even doing anything. But that's what makes it even more humorous is that they're like, well, this.
It's so, just so fun. Playful. They have so much fun together. Like Jin is like bobbing and weaving and trying to get Jungkook like all like riled up and into it. And Jungkook is literally like standing there or like other times like Jungkook will go do it to
or
Jin.
He's just laughing.
He's just laughing. Like it's just like it's so fun to watch them.
And honestly, you could take it as a way in which Jin is just trying to get Jungkook to laugh. Like, maybe he doesn't really want to box. He's just trying to make Jungkook smile.
Which I think is, like, at the same time, like, super sweet and caring. And, like, what a, if we're talking about friendship, like, what a great friend who's, like, I know that me doing this is going to make him laugh. And, like, you know, we talk about, like, Jin being very inclusive with Jungkook, like holding him or like paying attention to him. And it's like one of those things like where Jungkook isn't going to feel awkward or left out because Jin is going to include him and, you know, like be fun with him and let him. It's like Jin lets Jungkook like be a kid. Like he's not a kid anymore, but like when they were training debut time, he was truly a kid. And like, I think that kind of relationship allowed Jungkook to be able to still be playful and have fun, even with like a busy schedule.
Yes. And I love that you're bringing this up because this really brings us into their dynamic. So we're just going to talk in general about their dynamic together. And really just over these years from 2013 to now, just really how Jin Cook has like grown and developed and just overall how they interact with each other. So what we've kind of gathered, which is what has kind of made the romantic part of the ship a little bit difficult for us, is that age difference. And Jin often talks about raising Jungkook. And so Jin he constantly brings this up to Jungkook and he uses it as like, how dare you disrespect me? Like,
he uses it as,
you know,
ammo.
Like I raised you. Yeah. He uses it as ammo. Yeah. Definitely. He's like, I fed you. I drove you. I did this. I did that. You know, it's just like mother shit, you know, like a mom is like, I gave birth to you. How did you know?
How
like
dare
that's
you?
The kind of thing that, that's what Jin does to Jungkook. And so what is really so interesting and different about their friendship is that Jungkook, he was in high school when they were all together, and Jin was old enough to drive, and Jin actually drove Jungkook to school. So we do, I think from that, these two have gained similar mannerisms, and they've just hung out so much that, and this is true for any ship and any BTS member, like they all definitely have each other's mannerisms. They're all in sync. They all do the same shit because they are literally brothers. But this Jin and Jungkook driving him to school,
I
like
just
how
got
cute.
Super like sentimental about like that, like that image in my mind of like them, you know, Jungkook sitting in the passenger seat and them just talking about his school day, like, you know, the bonds that they must have formed during that time, which is like during Jungkook's like formative years. I just think that that's like, that must be like a huge reason why they're so close and why their relationship is so special.
Wow, definitely. It's just like a sibling. Yeah.
But we can't deny that their relationship comes with a ton of neck slapping, punching each other, wrestling, and a new point, mimicking each other. They do it all the time. As much as they do anything else annoying to each other, they mimic each other. Like if Jungkook throws a heart, Jin will throw a heart. Like, I mean, and just, oh, Jin loves to like copycat him. Like whatever Jungkook is saying, he loves to say it back, like, and be really annoying.
They just are so, they're such teases to each other. They just love to play with each other and just get the other one riled up. It's just so, it's so great. And really what Jungkook does that is constant is just disrespecting Jin. And the thing about it is Jin knows that Jungkook is not serious about it. Like, he's not being disrespectful because he's actually rude. He's disrespecting him in a way that's like humorous, and he's being funny and he's playing with him. And Jin takes it, like you said before, he takes it to an extent, and then he fucking lashes out. Like, it's the best. And it's just something that us armies really love to see. And I think they know that, too.
Yeah, I think it's clear to see anytime that Jungkook is disrespectful that he's obviously not being serious. He's not actually being a little shit. And I think that's just something special about their relationship, is that they have this kind of, like, equality, even though there is such an age difference, which I think is rare to see.
And I think Jin has a big part of that. Jin broke down that wall right from the beginning and was like, I am, what, 4 or 5, I don't even know how many years older. A lot.
Like 6 years. Maybe even 6 years.
Yeah. Older than Jungkook. And he's like, hey, I'm not going to let this come between us. He instantly made a point to make Jungkook feel comfortable and say, like, hey, you don't treat me like I'm 6 years older. Right. Like, I'm equal to you.
I'm your brother.
Which is so awesome.
Let's just cry right now about Jungkook.
Okay.
Break. But yeah, really, like, they're just perfect together as like friends, and I do love that. I do think that Jin probably had a conversation like that with Jungkook in the car on a drive home to school, like, don't think about me any differently just because I'm older. You can talk to me about anything, we can say anything, you know.
Yeah, and his silly behaviors, I think, really allowed Jungkook to believe that, that he wasn't just saying it and that he meant it.
Something else that I want to say is that they're constantly, even though it seems to not be an issue, constantly nagging each other about age, especially when they're being silly. Whenever Jin acts younger than his age, Jungkook will say some smart ass comment like, okay, you're 27 years old, thank you to you. Or like, wow, you're about to turn 28. Like, he literally says that shit like on a V-Live or on stage or like in an interview. Like, he does not give a shit. And it's just, it's another testament to like that to them and for their friendship, like that age difference really doesn't matter.
I really just love them both so much. I love them both so fucking much.
I didn't think that at the end of this episode my heart was gonna feel so full, but like,
I love the ship series. It just, it brings us to this point every time.
I fucking love them.
You just can't help but to love every ship that we've done so far. Like, we've never had a ship where we're like, eh, whatever.
Of course not.
Like, we always fall so madly in love with it, whether it's romantic or friendship. Right.
And I mean, obviously this is one of the same. Like, I'm completely in love with this friendship. For me, I don't really see a romantic side at all. I think like all of the romantic things that we saw were like a little bit of a stretch, but I can see how people do ship them romantically. Like, I can see that side of it. But for me, the thing that I see more, especially because we know like Jin raised Jungkook, is like this just amazing friendship dynamic that they have.
And they've got that whole young Maknae thing going on. They definitely have the same sense of humor. They feed off each other so well. Yeah. Like, really, their sense of humor is identical. I almost feel that Jungkook got his sense of humor from Jin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they really do laugh and, like, vibe off of the same shit. Yeah.
But to top this all off, to end this episode, we have to share this quote, this thing that Jin said to Jungkook. Mm-hmm. And so, quote, Jin said, "I've always loved you and I'll keep liking you. Stay healthy and happy."
And I've always loved cry.
You and I'll keep liking
I know,
you.
That's
okay.
such a Jin way to say it. But you know, like, he's just like so honest. He's like, I have always loved
he
him.
It.
He meant it for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love
that's
them.
That's as sentimental as he gets.
That is as sentimental as he gets. Wow. Jin Cook.
I loved this too.
Yeah. Every time that we get to do a ship, it's amazing. And it's been so long. And I'm so glad that we are finally able to do this special ship that we pre-recorded mm-hmm. before you went to travel. Yeah,
that was a really great idea. Because yeah. we were like, that's just one of the best parts of the ship episode yeah. is pulling the names together. Yeah.
So anyways, we super enjoyed talking about Jin Cook today, you guys. We hope that you enjoyed it as well. If you've liked this episode or any of our other episodes, you can write us a review to let us know. You can also reach out to us on any of our social media, or you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. And you can find links for all of that, as well as a bunch of videos that we referenced in this episode, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.